for God is worthy to be praised. Amen. Good morning, and God bless you in the name of Jesus. What an honor and a privilege it is to be here live this morning on our YouTube channel and on our Facebook channel. We give God praise. Baby, can I get you to hand me that piece of paper on the table there? Amen. We thank God for all of his people that are here this morning. Amen. Thank you. Amen. I want to start by praying for those that are still struggling with things that started happening in 2020. I'm still getting prayer requests from people that are still struggling with those things, whether it is their jobs or their health or their family member. I was just in there praying, and these are prayers from last week. I was just in there praying for, where is she? The little girl. For Vicky D and the situation that's going on in her home. These are who we've been praying for this week and even still this morning. Johnny going through a divorce due to a lie on the paperwork, I get it. Amen. For Jennifer B. Amen. For her issues. For Linda S. Amen. I'm praying for Jim. Let me say something. The Searcy family has been part of this family for years, and they are faithful and devoted to Christ. And that is our family. And so I just, we have a lot of people that have been with us for so long. And the Searcy family, the mom, dad, children, they're all part of this global family. And I just can't thank God enough for you, and you are continually in our prayers. And so, Linda, we're going to be praying. And for Ironcast, that's their handle, or their YouTube handle, for Ironcast, for Casey, amen, under spiritual attack this year. It's been a roller coaster. For Alexa B, Dustin B, we're praying. Norma R, Vicky D, amen. We got you, Vicky. We got you. I'm praying for the daughter. Amen. That's going through because mercy. For Sarah T, for Rosie J, Sarah T, Linda F, Cynthia P, Linda F, we're praying. There's a lot of work to be done. And I asked the Lord a while ago, some years ago, I said, when is it over? He said, the job's not finished until the work is done. When the work is done, then it's over. When God says that's it, then it's over. Good morning, Jillian. When God says it's it, it's over. But until then, we have to stay strong, and we have to stay focused on what our mission is. Remember, we're in a battle. This is we're not playing. This is a real battle, and there are real casualties, and there is a very real enemy. And I know church, the typical church, has downplayed the whole purpose of God's plan, and they make it seem like Santa Claus or Easter Bunny or some nonsense like that. It's more of a fairy tale than a reality. But let me explain this to you. You might think it's a fairy tale, but the enemy knows it's not. And you may handle this like it's no big deal, but your eternal salvation, your eternity is at hand. This is the place where we decide what we're going to do. You're going to have to take a side one way or the other. You will either consciously pick a side, or you will have a side by default. In other words, if you don't choose God on purpose, you will default to the enemy. There's no in between. You are on one side. Well, I'm just staying neutral. There's no such thing as neutral. It's either live or die. You're in or you're out. There's no neutrality in this battle. Y'all understand? And so you have to understand that this is a real battle, and this is a real war, and real people are losing, and real people are winning, and you have to pick a side. Either you pick Christ on purpose, or you or you default to Satan. Amen. I hope everybody got that. That you cannot be neutral. I just don't one way or another. No. You choose Christ on purpose, or you've chosen Satan by default. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I want to pray for the people that are still dealing with situations that started in 2020, whatever the situation is, whether it's your finances, whether it's your relationship, because that thing broke a lot of people up, that situation that happened. A lot of people, because this might sound weird, but sometimes when families have to spend a lot of time together, they things come up that ordinarily wouldn't come up because y'all wouldn't be together. You'd be at work, they'd be at school, you know, and you'd be passing through the house. Everybody's passing through. But now you're locked up with them. You know, and now you get to remember or know stuff you may not have wanted to know, or you've forgotten. And so now you get to see how that person really, really is. And sometimes it's not who you are anymore. Yeah, all right, Abigail, we don't want to... I'm just picking on you because it was funny. You know, and sometimes once you start dealing with people on a regular basis and you start to feel kind of trapped, people start changing. Because it was okay as long as I only saw you 8 hours a day, you know, coming and going. But now I'm with you 28 hours a day. And I'm like, that's just too much. You my kid, how long you been my son? Oh my God, that's just too much. You know, we've been married for how long? And people start, you know, whoo, I didn't know it was all this. You know, things happen, and then churches, and then, you know, they pulling churches, church members apart. You know, you're either this side or that side, and you know, you did or you didn't, and we are or we aren't. You know what, it created chaos. However, Satan loves chaos. That's his thing. Chaos is his, even his own, whatever those things are that he has, the people that follow him and his own troops, they're part of the chaos. They bring chaos wherever they go because that's their thing. And so Satan wants to bring the chaos into your atmosphere. And that's, and he's done that to the church. He's divided the church. I think this. No, I think that. You should do this. No, you should do that. Well, if you're not going to do this, and you're not, and that has nothing to do with your with what God has for you to do. But we're so our attentions are so diverted until we forget about our primary focus, which is Christ and salvation. He says, "Go into the highways and hedges and compel or forcibly persuade men to come unto me." That's your duty. If you are a child of God, your number one duty is to make sure that your life is in position where you can draw somebody else. That's your job. Well, I don't know what the Lord wants me to do. He wants your life to reflect him. That's what he wants you to do. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before you and we're praying for so many people that are dealing with situations that they don't know how to deal with, that they have found themselves in a place that they never expected to be. Father, we're praying in the name of Jesus that you will enter into the atmospheres of your people and that you would cause things to happen, that you would remove the things that are separating families, that you would remove the spirit that's separating believers, that you would remove the spirit that is causing doubt, that you would remove the spirit that are causing people to turn away from the gospel.
Yes.
Father, that you would remove the self-centeredness and the self-righteousness of people that are turning against their own people.
Mm.
Father, the spirit of having to be on social media, the spirit of, because I really believe it's a spirit. I really do believe it's a spirit that makes you feel you just have to be on social media. I have to check in. I have to let people know. I have to know. You don't. You don't. But the world has it. Well, I was never so amazed when I found out that you could take out a loan to buy a phone. Why would you have to take out a loan to buy a phone? Because I have to have the newest. I have to have the best. I have to have the one that does this. I have to have the one. And you don't have to have any of that. What you have to have is Jesus. That's what you have to have. But they put that aside because I have you. Listen, it is the Bible says, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Your job is to watch the atmosphere. Watch the spirits that are around you. Watch the people that are around you. Watch what's going on in your atmosphere. Compare that with the word of God. See how, because God has already told us step by step what's going to happen in the world. He told us what's going to happen. And it is our job to compare what we've read and learned to what's actually going on in our atmosphere so that we can help others become aware of what's happening, because the enemy is, it's just like that movie, The Matrix. People don't realize that they're not, they think, their minds, they think they're somewhere else, but in actuality, they're not there. Did y'all see The Matrix? Did anybody see the original Matrix? Amen. Father, these people need help. Your people, our people. Father, whatever healing, let there be healing. Whatever provisions, let there be provisions. Whatever power, let there be power. Whatever joy, let there be joy. Whatever peace, let there be peace. For you are the true King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. La Isionomas. Let it be so. In Jesus' name, amen. Abigail, do you have any prayers?
One prayer.
You have one prayer?
Yes.
And you have some? Okay. Pastor Nicole, who generally handles that, they probably have it late in Sunday school. I don't know. If you're not part of the Sunday school, you are missing a treat. We have a Sunday school online. And if you're not part of it, you're really, really missing it. Actually, I don't have the link right now, but if you want it, I'll send it to you.
It's on the backup channel.
Ah, it's on the backup channel. Thank you, Ryan. It's on the backup channel. They have Sunday school every morning. I think it's like 9 o'clock? 9:15 Pacific Standard Time, and it's awesome. I got some emails for those that are desiring prayer. And sensational, welcome to the Light prayer team. Light, right? Right, Light. Amen. And we have information about Light. I haven't been talking a lot about it, but I will. We're gonna pump it up. Amen. It is the women's version of SALT. And it is called Light. And if it's anything like SALT, it's gonna be God's gonna move. And let me tell you something, when women get involved, things happen.
Come on.
I'm telling you, I mean, men, we do all right. But when women get involved, it's off the hook. It explodes. It just does stuff. Because I'm telling you, if we didn't have women in this church, we'd be a hardware store. Because I'm telling you, women make all the difference. You know, women can't speak in the church. Women ought to sit down and be quiet. No, you just, something wrong with you. Right. If we didn't have women in this, Lord help us, if it was all men, we'd be a big old hole. And we can't do it without women. God knew that. Because when Adam saw everybody had a mate except him, he's like, whoa, wait up. Even the monkey got a monkey S. And I don't got nothing? What's up, dude? Frog got a frog head? You know, everybody got something but me. Right? Yeah. And so his mind started tripping once he saw all of that. You know, everybody needs somebody. And God gave us women, which is the most amazing creation ever.
Amen.
And Leslie said, amen. And I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what men are in. If women get involved, things change. And that's the way God made it. Amen. Amen. What do you have?
One prayer from Gloria. She is requesting a prayer for salvation for her children, Oscar and Jesse, mm-hmm. her brother, Raphael, and her ex-husband, Oscar.
Wow. She's requesting prayer for her ex-husband?
Yeah.
Wow. That's deep. Yeah, because, you know, you hear about exes and it's not always very good. And the things that they want for the ex is not prayer. You know, so when you find somebody that wants something good for the ex, that's maturity on your behalf. Amen. And God bless you. In the name of Jesus, I was just checking to see who that was coming in.
She's got her priorities.
Amen. Got her priorities correct. Amen. Amen. I want to pray for, what's her name? Gloria?
Gloria.
Gloria. And it's her children.
Her children.
Mm-hmm.
And her ex-husband and her brother.
Her children, her ex-husband, and her brother. Gloria, for one thing, God bless you in the name of Jesus for thinking about somebody other than you. God bless you in the name of Jesus for wanting good things for people that you're that are no longer that specific part of your life. Thank you for asking the saints to join you in prayer. I know we had a prayer request from Hawaii. Good morning, Beth. We had a prayer request from Hawaii about some soldiers. I really wanted to, I gave it to Nikki, but I don't remember what it is now, but we want to be praying for them too. But let's pray for Lauren.
Gloria.
Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, I need to. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Oh, I have to use my towel, Ryan.
Right,
to my right. That's okay, baby. I knew it was somebody's right. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, forgive me, Lord. I forgot to have him have you pray over me. Would you pray over me, sir? Thank you. Kiss that, oh my.
Jesus. Thy will be done.
Thank you, Jesus.
Help us to minister to you, to your children.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Welcome you, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Their pastor Ben.
Yes. Be kissed. Yes, Lord. Be salunos. Yes, Lord.
To reach deep into the hearts of those who hear.
Yes, yes. Amen. Thank you. Halamia Sharam. Good morning. Amen. Fisi Aliamais. Did I finish praying for Lauren? I did. Okay. Father, for those people that are dealing with depression, I don't know why that came up, but it's here now.
Amen.
Father, for those that are dealing with depression, especially those that are members of a household of faith, those that are members of the body of Christ. Father, those that are dealing with depression, those that are dealing with loss, those that are dealing with vices, drugs, drinking. Amen. I'm talking about the church people now. Those that are fighting, but are not sure whether or not they're winning. My Lord. Those that are on the battlefield, but they're not fighting. You know, there are people on the battlefield, but they're not fighting. For whatever reason, they're not fighting. It's not because they don't want to, but sometimes they're under such pressure until they just withdraw. I still believe in God. I still believe in the rapture. I still believe in the power of God. I'm still a believer. But they feel so beat down because they've gone through so much. They feel like they just don't know which way to go. I know you're coming, Lord, but I've been praying for 12 years and you haven't come yet. I don't know what to do. I know you are a healer, Lord, but I've been carrying these burdens for years and I don't know what to do. Somebody said on one of the chats Thursday, I think it was, I hope Jesus comes soon because I'm about to check out here. That's real. Everybody's dealing with something. Here's what you need to know. You don't have to deal with this by yourself. You have family. You have other believers. We don't have all the answers. Well, yes, we do. Jesus Christ is the answer. But you have to know how to go to God. And remember, God doesn't always move in your time frame the way you think he should move, but he does move. He does not always give you the answer that you're looking for, but he does answer. Sometimes the answer is silence. Sometimes the answer is just, be still. Good morning. You can come on up. Can I show y'all what Abigail is doing to me?
10 minutes.
She's turning it back on me. She's giving me the 10 minutes. because she said, you know, we need prayer in-house too, because I spend all my time praying online, and when it's done, we don't have any time to pray for those that are actually in-house. And so I couldn't argue with her because she's right. Amen. For the unsolicited amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, right now everybody's amen. And so I promised that I would try to shut my mouth and not move and not, you know, because Nikki and Drea have been after me for years to hash up. Amen. So, so, you know, you can't just jump into a shut up. You got to, you know, you give a pastor a mic and I'm going on now, aren't I? Okay. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to leave it alone. Hawaii. Remember I sent you?
Yes.
I forgot the name.
Hawaii.
It was not Hawaii?
No. But we do want to speak on Hawaii.
Okay.
The one you sent me this morning.
No, there was one last night too, I think.
I got that from Hawaii.
Okay.
This morning, Garrett, we've been praying for Garrett, who's been in the hospital since August.
Mm-hmm.
And while he is continuing to fight, the family is very appreciative of the prayer, the oil, and Talit. His mom has now been diagnosed.
Oh.
And so now there's a double battle.
Right, she's, right.
She had been, I get, it sounds like she had been going back and forth to the hospital, so maybe she's been exposed.
Yeah.
So now she
is.
Yes. So we want to continue to pray for both Garrett and his mom.
Yes.
Donna.
Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we want to, we're reaching out for
Garrett.
For Garrett.
And Donna.
And Donna. We're speaking to you that you would enter into that atmosphere. Also, Rich Girl Travel, did I send that to you?
That's them.
Okay. Sa'il Tamis. Our family is still going through, Lord, what they're going through. Our family is still fighting the good fight, but they're struggling. Our family needs your word. Be agnos. You don't have to come down. Just speak, and it is done. Let your perfect will be done, Lord. Speak on behalf of our family. Speak your healing. Speak your grace. Speak your favor. Speak your mercy on behalf of our families. Speak to them, Lord. Cleanse their atmosphere. If there's anything that is not like you, remove it. If there's any darkness, remove it and fill it with your glory and with your light. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. We're also continuing in prayer for Joan and George.
Those are the older couple, right?
The older couple in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. 10 days and they're still extremely nauseated.
Yeah.
And weak and dehydrated. And they're just asking for prayer.
Yeah. Amen. Good morning, Emerson.
Good morning.
What's their names again?
Joan. And George.
And George. George. And Joan. George and Joan. Misa Elanyosan. We need to anoint their hands and pray over them. Na Usanyan. Hallelujah. For in my Father's house are many mansions. Jesus said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He says, I have gone to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be with me also. Amen. Pastor Drea, Nikki, do you have any prayers that have come in? No, okay. I'm just trying to see where we are. Is Asia over there?
She's in house. She's not at the computer.
Okay. Can somebody see if has anything come over? Oh, okay.
We will pray for anything that's coming.
Okay. So listen, because they're hitting me up with the 10-minute thing. You keep sending your prayer request in on YouTube. We haven't gotten the prayer request on Facebook. So if you're on Facebook and you have a prayer request, send it to s4ctroops@aol.com. Put in the subject Facebook prayer request, and we will make sure that it is added to our request for the week. Okay? Until we can get someone to man the Facebook chat. Right? Chat. Those of you on YouTube, if you are sending in prayer requests, continue to send them in. I won't get a chance to go over them during this part of the service, but they will collect them and they will be a part of the prayers for this week, okay? All right, so this is Joan
and George.
And George. Good morning, Joan and George. I'll stand right next to each other. You know, when the Lord, one of the greatest blessed, let me see if I can word this right. Some of the times when the Lord has come in and done wonders for my atmosphere, mm-hmm. is when I was praying for somebody else.
Amen.
Good morning, Zoe. Sensational. When I was praying for somebody else and I just put aside what I was dealing with, I don't want to say I abandoned it, but when I was praying for someone else, it became more important than what I was going through. Mm-hmm. I just kind of put it on the shelf. And I started praying for somebody else. And when I looked up, my situation was also cleared up. Because it wasn't about me anymore. It was about somebody else. Amen. Anybody catch that?
Yes. Amen.
God had to he had to separate himself from his situation, his heavenly throne, to put somebody else first.
Amen.
Amen. You put us first. Hisa Iyokun. Nikki, the names again?
George
and Joan. Father, in the name of Jesus, as these two soldiers, as these two powerful believers stand in the gap for George and
Joan.
Lord, help me. We pray, Father, for a revitalization. We pray for more strength. We pray for more power.
Mm-hmm.
We pray for a boost.
Mm.
We pray, Lord, that you would reinvigorate, revive, re-encourage, forgive. Move aside anything that would weigh them down. Help them to see the glory of our Father. Give them more time to enjoy being a part of this amazing family, the body of Christ. Remove whatever that has tried to overtake them and lift them up. Remove whatever trying to hold them down and deliver them from that spirit. Touch their bodies. Touch their minds. Touch their desires. Touch their wills. Give them another testimony. Give them more hope that they will continue to dream. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Fala sharomia. Iko shavis harom. I guess my time is up, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. You have to say it so fast. Mikolo sharomia. See, I'm honestly trying again. Mia yo tamisianyo. S4C Okay? All right.
S4CPrayingWithYou@gmail.com.
Okay. And then the S4C 101, Bible 101.
Bible 101.
S4C Bible 101 at gmail.com, right?
Yes.
Amen. The one is for prayers, and the other one is for Bibles to lead. Da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Amen?
Amen.
All right.
I'm sorry, that's S4CPrayingWithYou@AOL.com.
Okay, S4CPrayingWithYou@AOL.com. I'm sorry. If we can send that out on...
In the description below.
Yeah. Oh, it's in the description below? Well, put it somewhere below.
In the description box, there's a link they could... Yes.
Abigail, I forgot who she was. She's put a link in the description box on the YouTube to so you can just and go right to it.
Yes.
It hello.
Hardware store.
Amen. Hardware store. Amen. We thank you all for being with us this morning. I'm sorry I didn't get as much time as I wanted. I may have to start a little earlier. I work something out because I would love to give more of an hour than more of 30 minutes. That's what I'd like to do. It's a dream.
Yeah.
I can work on it. We can work something, Abigail. We'll work it out. Nah, she said nah. I'm gonna pray about it. I know a guy. Amen. Amen. And so keep us lifted up in your prayers. I thank every person. Listen, you don't have time to wonder if you need Jesus.
Amen.
You need Jesus.
Amen.
You don't have time to try to figure out what way do I want to go? You need to go with the light. You need to go with the Lord.
Amen.
You don't have time to try to figure out if this is what I want. This better be what you want.
Amen.
Because the enemy's not playing. And the tribulation, you can smell it. It's here. I can't take her anywhere. I can't take her. I mean, it's here. And so, amen. I just want to talk. Amen.
I know. Ryan had something before you.
Oh, Ryan. Come on, son. Come on.
Hi.
A prophecy was given to me a couple days ago, and I've been reading it, and it's clearly from someone who has the gift of prophecy. So I'd like to read it to you now. It's by someone called Words to His Bride.
Wow.
Your Heavenly Father says, this is a holy moment. My heart is talking to your heart. My heart is inviting your heart into a walk with me that you have never known. As you sense my presence, as you hear this message, listen to what my spirit is saying to you. I am drawing your awareness up into my throne. Allow it to rise into the arms of my love. Allow the eyes of your heart to begin to see my brightness. As my peace flows into your heart like a river, focus the eyes of your heart on me and hear what my love is saying to you. I am showing you what my son Jesus sees when he looks at me. I am showing you what captivates his heart. Allow my heart to captivate your heart as well. All true joy comes from where you are right now and from what you are beginning to see. All true peace comes from where you now are. My presence is my signature that assures you that my heart is now speaking to your heart. The flow of my river is now flowing through you. Heaven is made glad by the river you now sense. Allow your heart to rest in my river. Allow my joy to become your joy. My heart has now found its home. Your heart is at home with my heart. My heart invites your heart to rest in my arms. This is heaven, my child. Close your eyes so you can see. The love you feel is my gift to you. The joy and peace are my gifts from my heart to your heart. Rest your heart within my heart. Allow my heart to embrace your heart. My presence is my signature. Yes, my child, I love you. I have shown you my love in a new way. You see my heart with the eyes of your heart. My peace has become your peace. My joy has become your joy. My rest has become your rest. This is your invitation. Keep it with you. Write it out. Print it. Treasure it. In your private time with me, read it. Allow your heart to rise to meet mine. You are now changed. My heart has captivated you, just as your heart has captivated me. Eternity will be our mutual captivation. I am yours just as you are mine. My presence is my signature, your invitation, and you will never be the same.
Amen.
If you could email that to me, because I'm sure people are going to want a copy of that so I can send it out.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. God bless you in the name of Jesus, either in the cloud or in the crowd, preferably in the cloud. But if all else fails, I'll see you next week.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, Pastor Gia.